T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on a Friday, by the way. Enjoy the weekend. And I have sound to get to this hour from Get Up on ESPN. I think Dolphins fans are going to find this very, very interesting. We're continuing to monitor the Subway pasta situation in Puerto Rico. I'll hopefully have an update for you before 5 o'clock. I've got a team on the field. It's really just Solana and Valentina. I've got a team on the field. We'll hopefully be able to get some closure to a story that's been pressing since the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah, maybe Solana calls in. Gives us a
yeah. I tried to get him to today, but he's on a tour right now. Actually, he's touring some historic park or something like that, and he doesn't want to be bothered on his vacation with our shenanigans. And I totally understand that. Steven Preciado is filling in for Solana today, doing headlines. So let's get headlines here to start the 4 o'clock hour with Steven.
All right, your Miami Marlins, they swept the Arizona Diamondbacks after winning last night 3-1. Adam Duvall, he homered in the bottom of the seventh inning to give the Marlins the lead. The Marlins, that's their first season, their first series sweep of the season, and they take on the Milwaukee Brewers tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Trevor Rogers will be on the mound for the Marlins.
Yeah, I do like the Marlins tonight. Lee Sterling liked the Marlins tonight. I enjoy Trevor Rogers, watching him pitch. So I think we might have the Marlins or the Marlins involved in some sort of parlay tonight, Crowder.
You rolling, Hawk. The Hawk train's rolling, baby.
Doo-doo. A little something tonight. Yes, sir. What else we got, Steven?
Miami Heat, they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at 8 p.m. from the American Airlines Arena. Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo will both be out tonight. We're still not sure on Jimmy Butler's status. 6:45 pregame show with Zaz and Tommy Tighe.
He's still questionable, Jimmy Butler. Questionable with illness. And I believe, I'm just looking at Ira's Twitter right now, Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. There's been no update in the last couple of hours. So probably before we get off the air tonight, we'll have an update on Jimmy Butler's status. But the line on that game is Heat -6.5. We had Lee Sterling on last hour. He liked the Timberwolves getting the points tonight. I'm just trying to see any of the over-unders.
Hawk, we have to know if Jimmy's playing, because remember last time, like, yeah, that's a different team if Jimmy's not on that court.
Totally different team. And, well, I was going to say, you know what? I wouldn't bother playing Jimmy if he wasn't feeling well against the Timberwolves. But you know what? These games are important to the Heat, so I'd probably get him out there, and I'm sure he wants to be out there if he can be. So
I don't have a problem with the playing games like LeBron and UD, but I sure as hell don't want to be in one, because a one-game series is scary to me.
I want to see the Lakers in a play-in game. Man, Lakers, there is some turmoil in L.A., regarding basketball. You watched that Lakers-Clippers game last night? I mean,
yes.
AD went down in the first couple of minutes. He didn't return. LeBron wasn't even there. Very interesting stuff going on. NBA playoffs are going to be fun. We talked NHL playoffs. We talked Panthers playoffs. NBA playoffs are going to be fun because there's going to be – I mean, do you have any idea, Crowder, what you're going to see from Brooklyn? Like, do you think Brooklyn rolls through the East the way that a team with that kind of talent should roll through the East?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think the 76ers got a little something. James Harden hadn't played in, what, like 16, 17 games now? Yeah, no, this is going to be interesting on both sides. And the West was supposed to be this powerhouse, and now the Lakers are in the 6th seed, 7th seed. I'm with you. This is going to be interesting.
I love
the playing game. I might be speaking from a media perspective and a fan other than an athlete, but I love these playing games. But like I said, I don't want my team to be a part of them because it's scary as hell. One bad night, one bad shooting night, and you're out of everything. That's tough.
But I love the questions going into the playoffs because I'm telling you, Brooklyn, on paper, they should steamroll through the playoffs, right? That's the kind of team on paper it should be. It does not matter what they do during the regular season. With that kind of talent on the floor, they should steamroll through the playoffs. And I really don't know if they're going to be able to do that or not. It wouldn't surprise me if they did, and it wouldn't surprise me if they were struggling to get to wins in 7-game series. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the
I would bet on them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, no problem.
Oh, without question. Yeah. I'm just curious, do they steamroll their way there, or are they slugging it out in 7-game series? Be very interesting. All right, what else you got, Steven, in the headlines?
Oh, but wait, going back to the Heat game, is this one of those rest your starters games for you?
Oh, why did you do this, Steven?
Not after what happened with Minnesota and Miami before. It should be a rest your starters in the fourth quarter game, but I'm not feeling it.
Two units on Minnesota now because you just said that.
Two units on not resting your starters. All right, what else you got, Steven?
And lastly, we got the Florida Panthers. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night. The Panthers are both fighting for the home ice advantage with the Lightning. They both have 75 points. But the Lightning also have a game in hand, so they play tonight against Dallas, so we should keep an eye on that game.
Yep, we're going to keep an eye on that game tonight, obviously, and then Panthers game tomorrow and Monday. You can hear on 560 QAM, and they're important. And then the NHL playoffs next week. I think it could start anywhere from like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and hopefully we'll have a deep run in the playoffs. You know, you talk about a team like Brooklyn in the NBA and what can they do. I'm so curious to see what the Panthers are going to do come playoff time because this is as good a Panthers team as we've seen in a long time. But
probably ever.
We've been fooled by them before when it comes to the playoffs. And so I really want to see if they can put their foot on the pedal and put the pedal to the metal when it comes to the playoffs. Because this team, I mean, we talked about it with Goldie during the season. I mean, this team has Stanley Cup aspirations. That's how good they looked. So my fingers are crossed, man. I don't want to have a disappointing end to what's been a really fun Panthers season, but it'll start next week some point.
Is this when we see the greatness of Coach Q?
Well, I think certainly the talent that they've put together on this roster is part of that. And then when it comes to the actual gameplay, I think, you know, the decisions he's made with the goaltenders this season, you'll see that play out in the playoff series if needed. You know, it'd be great if they don't even need to make hard decisions when it comes to goaltending, right? Everybody's playing lights out and the Panthers are scoring a lot of goals and it doesn't matter anyway. But, you should see hopefully a difference come playoff time when you have a Stanley Cup, a multiple Stanley Cup champion as the head coach for your team. Like you always say, a surefire Hall of Famer when he retires from coaching. You should see his imprint on the playoffs. So,
I'm excited.
It should also be
anything else, Steven?
It should be one of those series where you feel like guys like Barkov or Huberto, you know, they make that step to, you know, to being
right,
like the superstar of the team.
Because
Barkov in the last few, I mean, he's only been to the playoffs twice, but he hasn't really done much. So you kind of hope that those guys take a leap this upcoming playoffs.
100%. Right. And guys like Anthony Duclair, we had him on this week. I mean, in 7 seasons in the NHL, never been to the playoffs.
Sam Bennett's very good in the playoffs, apparently.
I mean, we're on the cusp potentially of something pretty damn exciting here when it comes to the Panthers. So,
and my dude Hawkman got me tickets. Boy, I like being friends with you.
Yeah, dude Crowder better text dude Sean Thornton and see if he can pull in some tickets for you.
Carter's gonna be pucking.
What else you got there, Steven?
And now for weather. So, like I've been saying, my phone hasn't been working. So I'm going to actually throw this over to our guy Jimmy over in 560.
Jimmy,
what you got for weather?
Jimmy.
It is cloudy with the temperature of 82 degrees with a feel of 91.
All right. It sounded a little sexy there, didn't it? It was like, you doing sexy talk, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I thought I noticed that. Yeah.
Down an octane, didn't he?
Yeah. A little something, 82. Something there. All right. Well, it's Friday. I mean, might as well go off on Friday. All right. Anything else, Steven? Are we good to go?
Nope. And those are your headlines.
All right. We're going to play this sound for you in the next segment from Get Up that I think Dolphins fans are going to be very, very interested in. So I wouldn't go anywhere. It involves the Dolphins and Aaron Rodgers. Get to that here in a moment.
Hey, Steven, bro, play my favorite song. And we got to go to Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Check out the website, GOLOU.com. That's GOTOLOU.com. Choose which one of their two locations is better for you and search their amazing inventory. Two gigantic South Florida locations, immaculate, beautiful vehicles, award-winning sales staff, award-winning service department, one in Coconut Creek and one in Pompano Beach. Thousands of new and used vehicles in stock for you to choose from. Nobody has ever and nobody will ever sell a Chevy for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. But I bet you didn't know they have South Florida's best selection of top quality pre-owned vehicles as well. Lou is the real used car giant. Sure, they got the Chevys now. Y'all know I talk about my Suburban, talk about the Silverado. Y'all know I got my Chevys, but Lou Backroad Chevrolet has so much more. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams, tons of Highline vehicles, Lexus, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, and even Tesla. Best used car prices in South Florida. Nobody will ever has ever sold a used car for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. And every used vehicle is inspected, and anything that needs fixing is gonna be fixed. And just listen here, you know, bad credit, no problems. Lou has been around so long that banks don't even question their customers. If Lou got your back, the bank's gonna fool with you. They're gonna watch out for you. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, quick break. Got some interesting sound from ESPN regarding Aaron Rodgers to the Dolphins. We'll play that next year on Hawkman and Crowder.
You can't catch me, boy.
Don't upset me, boy.
Touch me, my dog, I'll wet you, boy.
Never disrespect me, boy.
No, you better check you, boy.
Cause I'm number 38, yeah, I take you, boy.
All right. A couple of texts that have come in. I seriously wonder what Crowder's real favorite song is. Are they suggesting Louie Louie is not your real favorite song? I find that hard to believe. I don't know why you wouldn't believe Crowder. somebody else texts in, damn, Jimmy gave me goosebumps. Agreed. Agreed. I mean, we got a weather superstar in the making right there. Somebody texts in, I said, Solana's on vacation in Puerto Rico and doesn't want to call into the radio show and eat pasta at a Subway.
He's holding out on us.
Well, he's got a long weekend with his girlfriend in Puerto Rico. Guy texts in, the guy who's always in his bag doesn't want to do shenanigans on his vacation. Nah, Jack. He needs to get to that pasta at Subway right away. Kind of feel the same way. So here's some sound. I heard this on Get Up, and I was like, wow, this is interesting. Because remember a few days ago on the show, I forget what day it was, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and what would you give up, you know, if you're the Dolphins and you were presented with it takes three first-rounders and three second-rounders and a starter on offense and a starter on defense to get Aaron Rodgers, would you do it if you're the Miami Dolphins? And I said yes. You know, I said, you know, whatever it takes. Dude's 37, right? Is that what we found out? 37
yep,
years
he's
old?
Same age as me. Yeah.
Yeah. 37. I mean, he can play another 5 years easily. If it's not 5 years, 4 years. But I'm okay with giving up a ton for that kind of talent, you know? Oh, I mean, this sure. is Aaron Rodgers. You're talking about the reigning NFL MVP. So,
and if it's those first round picks and all, Hawk, you have Aaron Rodgers. You saw what he did when they've been sure. drafting garbage people in the first round and haven't helped him That's out right. on offense at all, and he's still balling. We just drafted an entire offensive line and a bunch of young weapons. Like, it's Aaron Rodgers now. Let's be honest.
And when you're drafting, you're trying to find an Aaron Rodgers. So yes. to me, like, I'll give up the question mark to get the certain thing. Like, that doesn't bother me. If I'm getting somebody for more than a season, and I believe that you would, I think Tom Brady has set a significant standard when it comes to, you know, the elite NFL quarterbacks.
And the people that were excited, you know, pre-masseuse, you know, masseuse assault and all that with Deshaun Watson. If you were on the Deshaun Watson bandwagon, Bingo. And you're not on the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon, Aaron Rodgers are one of the only five or six quarterbacks in the league that's better than Deshaun Watson. So I don't know
Deshaun
how.
Deshaun Watson, obviously much younger, but Aaron Rodgers, I am telling you, 4 or 5 seasons to go without question. So it's not like it's, you know, Peyton Manning in Denver.
No. Bro, he just won MVP, Hawk. He yeah. just proved that he's the best player in football last year. It's not like he's on the decline. He's on the peak of his powers, if we're speaking about a damn superhero like he is a quarterback.
So here's the sound from Get Up. So Mike Greenberg, our friend Greeny, is there hosting, as always. Keyshawn Johnson is to one side of him. Chris Canty is to the other side of him. And Keyshawn starts this conversation about Aaron Rodgers to the Dolphins, and I'm here for it. Like, I'm here for this conversation. But I want everyone to listen to this. So here it is from Get Up on ESPN: Mike Greenberg, Keyshawn Johnson, and Chris Canty.
What is one team that should just be on the phone with right now with Green Bay and should not hang up until they get him, because he will put them over the top and win a championship?
Two teams come to mind for me.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Broncos, Miami Dolphins. Those two teams come to mind for me. But the problem is, you're going to have to give a lot back. But Aaron Rodgers is good enough, in my opinion, to put whatever's left on his back to make everybody else better around him. We've seen that he's been only afforded the luxury of having one pure dominant receiver in Davante Adams, and he didn't really get a running game until about a year and a half ago. He had a lackluster running game for a while in Green Bay. So we've seen, in a defense that wasn't great, that we've seen him kind of put it on his back, so I think it would be those two teams.
It's interesting. I mean, you mentioned Chris Denver when I asked you this earlier, and that seems to be where a lot of the attention is going. The Dolphins, who were good last year and had a really good draft and seem right now as though they're going with Tua as their quarterback, would that surprise you if they found a way to work Aaron Rodgers into their plan?
No, it wouldn't surprise me, because you got to think the teams that were interested in the Deshaun Watson move earlier in the offseason would be interested in Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Dolphins feel like they're a quarterback away. It remains to be seen whether or not Tua can develop into that quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers would be huge for them. The only thing that we don't know, because Aaron Rodgers hasn't come out publicly and said so, is exactly what teams he's pinpointing as his potential destination.
So here's what I would say, Crowder, and I mentioned this the other day. When we first heard that Tom Brady had designs on leaving the Patriots, we all poo-pooed it. It's not going to happen. Brady and Belichick, he's got too much history there. He's going to play his entire career with one team. He owns Boston. And all of a sudden, you started to go, you know what? There's breadcrumbs here, right? We did the same thing with LeBron leaving the Heat. It was like when you started to look afterwards, do the postmortem, you saw all the breadcrumbs. And so we've seen this now with Tom Brady. So now, you know, when I poo-pooed the notion that Aaron Rodgers would actually leave Green Bay, I remember on draft day I said, oh, this is all bluster, this is nothing. And even weeks before that, you know, after the season ended and it was rumored that, you know, maybe he wanted to leave, I was like, ah, this is ridiculous. Like, he's a Green Bay lifer. now the breadcrumbs, I think they're starting to become a little more prevalent, and I'm starting to put together the pieces, and I go, you know what? There's something here, right? Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's something here. So it becomes more realistic to me that Aaron Rodgers does not want to play for Green Bay. And then there's a second part of it, which is Green Bay drafted Jordan Love in the first round. So they were preparing for their next quarterback anyway. So if you're, you know, in the suite, the front office suite in Green Bay, you're saying, you know what? We just move our plans up a couple of seasons with Jordan Love. Like, let's see what we can get for this guy. So I guess the question is, do you see this kind of playing out the way it did with Tom Brady, where it didn't seem real at first, all of a sudden it's real? And then secondly, with what Keyshawn brought up there, and then Chris Canty, do you see the Dolphins being a team that could potentially be a landing spot for Aaron Rodgers?
First, the difference is, Hawk, that Brady wasn't under contract. Like, Brady became a free agent and decided to leave in free agency. Rodgers still has 3 years on his deal.
True.
So I think Rodgers is going to have to, like, big man his way out. Green Bay's not just giving up on the NFL MVP, Hawk. They're not going to say, oh, you're upset? Okay, see you later. Like, just like Brady did, I'm not signing back with y'all. Like, you need to get it in your head. I think Aaron would literally not have to come to camp and make them see that I'm not playing for you guys anymore. You're either going to just – I don't know if he can just throw his whatever. He make $30-something million a year out and say, I'm not playing. I'm going to take that stand of not playing. But on the other side, if they do work it out where he leaves, we talked about it earlier in the show, Hawk, how, like, the Dolphins moved on. They had Vannoy. They got rid of Vannoy and brought in Jalen Phillips. They brought in somebody they think can make a bigger impact. Bobby McCain was a starter for, what, like 4 or 5 years now. They drafted two young safeties. They, you know, they tried out Malik Hooker, and they're like, yeah, you know, we can move on from Bobby. We think we have an answer. Where I know they drafted Tua. I know they've endorsed Tua. You know, Flores, after Fitzy went to the Washington football team, Flores comes out and says, Tua's our guy. They bring in Jacoby Brissett, who's, you know, not that guy, you know, that's going to go and take Tua's, you know, job. But if they gave up on Vannoy and gave up on Bobby McCain, I believe they'd give up, if you want to put it that way, on Tua if a brighter light was shining. And I'll tell you, Hawk, and we always preface talking about Tua this way. I respect Tua. I believe in Tua. I think Tua is going to be a 15-year starter in this league. If I can have Aaron Rodgers right now, the year after NFL MVP, I would go get him, and I believe Chris Greer, seeing their track record, not just saying I know them, they're my uncles, and I talk to them about this, watching their track record over the last 2+ years, I can see them having a chance to upgrade and going and upgrading. So, yes, I can see the Dolphins being in the Rodgers sweepstake, but like I said earlier, I believe that Rodgers has to force his way out of Green Bay to even come around.
Here's the way that would play out, which it's playing out right now. Excuse me. If you're Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers lets you know, I'm not interested in playing for you guys anymore. So you've got an asset that doesn't want to play for you. Now, can you make him play for you? Sure, absolutely. But you've got an asset that doesn't want to play for you. He's coming off the MVP season. You're never going to get more in return for him than you are now. So it's not, I don't think it's the same thing as a situation where you go, well, if you don't play for us, we're not going to let you play. They were already preparing for life without Aaron Rodgers. You wouldn't trade up to draft Jordan Love in the first round if you weren't starting in some way to prepare for life without Aaron Rodgers. So what if I tell you, you know, hey, you're already prepared. You've seen Jordan Love. You saw something in college that made you trade up to get him in the draft. And now you might be able to get 3 first-rounders and 2 second-rounders for Aaron Rodgers, and you won't have that window again. Like, you're not going to have that window. So it might benefit Green Bay to say, you know what? It does make sense for us to trade him. If he's not happy here and we can get so much in return, it may actually benefit us. The question to me becomes, if you're the Dolphins, what would you be willing to give up for him? Would you be willing to give up what you were willing to give up for Deshaun Watson, whatever that was? because he's older, obviously, yeah. but he's more talented. He's still Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you, this thing has so many tentacles to it. I find it so fascinating. But I wouldn't be surprised if they trade him, only because they can get so much for him right now. And I don't know if they'll ever be able to get that again, what they'll be able to get right now.
Yeah, and on the compensation side, you know, that like the old saying, everything's for sale. Like, hey, I love my car. I'll give you double what it's worth. Okay, thank you. You can have it. If somebody comes to Green Bay knowing that Aaron's upset, and Aaron's made it perfectly clear. Aaron, well, who was it, Schefter or, you know, yeah. whoever broke the story. Like, Aaron had a part of it. Aaron, his agent, you know, the Rodgers camp had a part of that. Aaron's made it perfectly clear. So come with the bag. A team needs to come with the bag. And I'm sure these GMs have had conversations and they know what Green Bay wants. And they come with the bag, Hawk. The Jordan Love point you make is big, because y'all already, I don't want to say wasted. Y'all utilized a first round pick on his replacement already and traded up to get him. So to your point, what if you have to speed that process up 2 years, right. 3 years? Right. Are you comfortable doing that if you receive 3 ones, 2 twos, a couple fives in return and some players? I don't know how Green Bay says no, man. Bring the bag. If somebody brings the bag.
It certainly makes it more palatable, right? Yes. I mean, you're not being forced to, like, all of a sudden you're getting all this in return. And we kind of figured Jordan Love was Aaron Rodgers' replacement one day anyway. Like, yeah, it just speeds it up. Can you play the –
To the point about Brady, though, quickly, where Brady leaves and then he goes to Tampa and wins the Super Bowl the next damn year. Green Bay would just kick themselves if they trade him to the Dolphins, let's say, hypothetically, and then the Dolphins win the Super Bowl the next year. You just gave up the Super Bowl winning quarterback, and you knew he was great because he just won the MVP. I think that's what Green Bay is thinking about. Brady left and won a Super Bowl. How are we going to let this guy leave who's younger than Brady, and who just won the MVP? He's going to go somewhere and win a damn Super Bowl, and we're going to look like idiots.
Can you play that sound one more time, Steven? This is from Get Up. Again, it's Mike Greenberg, it's Keyshawn Johnson, and it's Chris Canty talking about the potential of Aaron Rodgers to the Dolphins.
What is one team that should just be on the phone with right now with Green Bay and should not hang up until they get him, because he will put them over the top and win a championship?
Two teams come to mind for me.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Broncos, Miami Dolphins. Those two teams come to mind for me. But the problem is you're going to have to give a lot back. But Aaron Rodgers is good enough, in my opinion, to put whatever's left on his back to make everybody else better around him. We've seen that he's been only afforded the luxury of having one pure dominant receiver in Devontae Adams. And he didn't really get a running game until about a year and a half ago. He had a lackluster running game for a while in Green Bay. So we've seen, in a defense that wasn't great, that we've seen him kind of put it on his back. So I think it would be those two teams.
It's interesting. I mean, you mentioned Chris Denver when I asked you this earlier, and that seems to be where a lot of the attention is going. The Dolphins, who were good last year and had a really good draft and seem right now as though they're going with Tua as their quarterback. Would that surprise you if they found a way to work Aaron Rodgers into their plan?
No, it wouldn't surprise me, because you got to think the teams that were interested in the Deshaun Watson move earlier in the offseason would be interested in Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Dolphins feel like they're a quarterback away. It remains to be seen whether or not Tua can develop into that quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers would be huge for them. The only thing that we don't know, because Aaron Rodgers hasn't come out publicly and said so, is exactly what teams he's pinpointing as his potential destination.
Yeah, see, the interesting part there, what Chris Canty says, is exactly what you said, Crowder, which is if you were one of the teams that was heavily interested in Deshaun Watson, it'd be crazy for you not to be heavily interested in Aaron Rodgers, to at least find out what the asking price is, because you're obviously looking for an elite level quarterback in Deshaun Watson. Well, you kind of have one there in Aaron Rodgers if he's made available as well. So
yeah.
I don't.
You miss out on the first round picks, and they have two next year. So really, you're missing out on first round picks for the next 3 years, but you have Aaron Rodgers. Like that.
Right.
That's kind of, I think, the trade off.
Right. Yeah. And I would have done that for Deshaun Watson before all this stuff as well. Like, The ability to get an elite-level quarterback, it doesn't mean that you don't love Tua, but the ability to get an elite-level quarterback, the elite of the elite, that's something that doesn't come around very often. I think, though, the because if you watch ESPN or FS1, I mean, you cannot stop hearing about Aaron Rodgers. I think this is a snowball that is rolling down a hill right now. And as much as I poo-pooed it at the beginning, as much as I thought it was bluster and him just taking a little bit of the attention that any superstar wants, we saw it with Tom Brady. He was kind of a soldier in Boston, and he's the, you know, lieutenant in Tampa. You know, and so Aaron Rodgers has had a really interesting relationship with Green Bay, and they've never given him, it seems like, the great respect that he probably deserves, and he is flexing right now, and this snowball could roll down the hill and become an actuality that I didn't think was possible just a few months ago.
And the Brady-Belichick divorce, that was a 20-year marriage.
Right.
He's been married to LaFleur for about, what, 14 months? Like,
right. Easier to walk away.
Yeah, and he doesn't remember. That first year, they had a problem. They had an issue. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's 2 years because it was the second year. So that first year, LaFleur didn't want to give him full reign, and then the man ends up loosening up and letting him call plays, and the man wins the MVP. So, yes, I don't need – like, if I'm Rodgers, if I was Brady, you're thinking on the way out, do I need Belichick? Like, I've went to 9 Super Bowls. I've won 6 Super Bowls with Belichick. He's a great coach. Aaron's not looking at Matt LaFleur saying, oh, I don't know if I'm going to leave Matt LaFleur after that decision to, you know, to kick the field goal in the playoffs and all. I don't think there's any connection between LaFleur and Rodgers like Brady Belichick. It's way easier to leave Green Bay than Brady to leave Belichick.
And by the way, if I'm Stephen Ross, I'm Stephen Ross's age, and I've owned the Dolphins for as long as I've owned the Dolphins – I have a conference call with Chris Greer and Brian Flores, and they say, well, we like Tua. We know you like Tua. Here's the asking price for Aaron Rodgers. We think it's a little – if I'm Stephen Ross, I go, I don't care what the price is. Go get him. Go get him. I want Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback of my team while I still own this team. Right? I think Stephen Ross has made it clear that he's not going to hand the team down to his family. Like, if I'm Stephen Ross – and I've owned the team as long as I have, and I'm the age that he is, I go get him. Whatever it takes, I want to watch Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback of my team for the next few years.
Ross will be 81 in 3 days.
There you go.
If I'm 81, do I want to wait for a young quarterback to mature and figure it out?
Right.
Oh, great point, bro.
It's interesting.
Great point.
It is interesting. All right, let me talk about the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. We're just about 20 minutes away from the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour here. I bet some people are leaving work early today. It's a Friday. Maybe you head on over to the Cheetah. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, they're open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano, that's the perfect location. It's central to everything in South Florida. Your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. So you can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They do happy hour until 6, so you still got about an hour and 20 minutes to get on out there to happy hour. If you haven't been there yet for their free lunch, I know you think, free lunch, and you roll your eyes. This is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs, and they make daily specials like barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara and seafood pastas and more. And you can always order wings and salads and sandwiches. Got to check it out. See for yourself. You can grab your buddies after work. Head on over to any Cheetah Club. You got Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in all of South Florida. You can get all the details on their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. Taking a little break here, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get paid. I got 25.
All right, we are rapidly approaching the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and I'm going to be going to the Panthers game tomorrow with the Funky Buddha guys. I'm excited about that. Playoff atmosphere. And all the Funky Buddha I can drink.
Mother's Day weekend, bro. I can't do it.
Still waiting on my invite.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm sure it got lost in the mail. What are you doing for for Mother's Day, Crowder? Got anything big planned for Sunday?
Yeah, we're going down to the Aventura, staying at some hotel with a water park, and got a couple other couples going with us, and have a little shindig.
That's fun. What about you, Steven? You gonna be with your mom on Mother's Day?
Yeah, I'm gonna be with my mom's. Nothing really too crazy planned, because my mom's getting up there in age, so she's not about going out or doing anything. So she just wants to be relaxing in the house. And
you get her something. Get her a gift?
Yeah. Got her a card some flowers.
Share what the gift is on the air? Or is she... is it flowers?
Yeah, flowers and stuff like that. Nothing too crazy.
Good. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that. What about you, Jimmy? Jimmy, you got big plans for Mother's Day?
Yeah, I'm going to have a dinner at my house with the family.
Ah, very nice. Are you going to cook for your mom? Or are you going to make mom cook? Or are you going to bring food in? What are you going
to
do?
No, I don't know how to cook.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
I don't know how to cook.
Well, what's your go-to meal, Jimmy, if you had to cook something?
No, I don't know how to cook, period.
But, I mean, you could make a peanut butter sandwich, right, or a grilled cheese?
Nope.
No?
Nope. You don't turn on the appliances?
Yes.
You couldn't, could you make toaster waffles? Could you make toaster waffles?
Yeah, and a toaster.
Yeah, sure. No, that's the best place to make them.
Make them stovetop, Jimmy. Go make them stovetop.
So you don't, but you don't have a desire to learn how to cook? That doesn't appeal to you.
I would like to, but right now it hasn't appealed to me.
All right. Well, you'll get there. All right, what about you, Steven? You cook? Can you fire up a meal here and there?
Not much of a cook. I think I'm just going to order some food. Make it easy on me.
But could you, if you wanted to, could you boil spaghetti and heat up some sauce? And,
yeah,
you know?
Stuff like that. Easy enough, but nothing too extravagant. I'll cook some eggs if she wants, but that's about it.
Right. I mean, I don't know, Crowder, how much you cook. I know you grill, but do you cook at all, Crowder? I'm not a good cook, but when I was a bachelor, I could boil pasta and heat up, sauce on the stovetop. I could make a meal. It's not going to be homemade. I wasn't cranking out my own pasta and sauce, but I could make a meal. Could you, can you cook?
I can cook, bro. I don't even want to brag. Yeah. Raw material. Like you say, I grill, but I also make my own sides, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes. I saute spinach with the garlic. Oh, my goodness gracious. I cook, bro. I make it happen.
I'm thinking about investing in a restaurant that Jimmy runs. I'm thinking about opening Jimmy's, and then, what do you got? What do we got at Jimmy's, Jimmy? We'll do toaster waffles.
I have no idea. The idea just brought up right now, so I have no idea.
Well, brainstorm. We'll flesh it out a little bit. Yeah, we'll flesh it out.
I got a head chef y'all can hire. I know him very well. He's about 6'3", dreads, 260.
Are you describing Jimmy? Because I don't know if I've ever met him.
Yeah, I'm talking about Jimmy. Jimmy, what you about, 6'3", 260,
on this,
dreads?
On this day in 1992, Sir Mix-a-Lot released Baby Got Back. 29 years ago today, Baby Got Back was released. Now, 1992, I had just graduated UM, and that song, ruled MTV. The video was great and ruled the airwaves. Is that song a slapper to you, Crowder? Because you're a little bit younger than me.
One of the best songs ever. I think it set my precedent on what I liked in a woman, if y'all have seen my wife. Baby Got Back.
Right, because I didn't understand the song. I'm like, is this a spoof? Who likes a big booty? I always like the little, thin, flat. What about you, Steven? How old are you, Steven?
I'm 27.
So 27. So, I mean, this song's been out longer than you've been alive.
Yes, sir.
Is that a banger, or you just don't get the hype around that song?
No, I mean, it's a classic hip-hop song. I mean, I know Sir Mix-a-Lot, I think, hates the song because he's heard it so many times, but...
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to be...
But you still
it's not
as
a rotation.
As a 27-year-old kid, you still like that song?
Yeah, of course.
It's not embarrassing.
They play it in your Wynwood bars, they still play it when you're out?
Oh, I don't know about all that, But I'm just saying it's still a good song. If you call it a banger, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Well, anyway, it was released today.
And then big. Mm. When I'm throwing it big, I just can't help myself. I mean,
do you remember the video for it? Do you remember the video for Baby Got Back? It was legendary.
I used to watch it and hide behind the couch late at night. I won't tell you what I was doing.
Legendary. All right. You heard that song, Jimmy?
Yes.
You heard Baby Got Back?
Yeah, it's on my playlist.
All right. Now, how old are you?
I am 35.
Okay, so that song's a bit of a banger for you too, then.
Yeah.
All right,
Jimmy, you like? Do you agree with the song like I do?
Yes, I do agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, my dude.
I like Baby Got No Back.
No Back. All right. Paper thin.
You heard of Maybach? I like No Back. I'm No Back music.
No,
got to take a break here.
Music.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll give you 15 minutes of heat. We're going to talk some Panthers hockey in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. A lot on tap, so take a quick break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
You know, I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Hock and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.